We're still talking about how important the subject of faith is. But here's a verse that is often overlooked, but it's so thrilling. It's so packed with insight. Now, Paul is writing to the church at Galatia. They're a Gentile church. These are non-Jews. They've been born again. They've been filled with the Holy Spirit. And now, Jewish believers have come from Jerusalem and are attempting to teach these people, Gentiles, that in order to maintain their salvation, they have to keep the law of Moses. And so Paul has written a letter to the church at Galatia to correct the error. And he goes on to say, look, if you go be circumcised now, Jesus Christ profits you nothing. In other words, you don't place your faith in circumcision, you place your faith in what Jesus did on the cross. Amen. Now, and in this discourse, he makes a point that is very powerful that we need to understand. Notice Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Notice what it says. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Now, that is an old English phrase that is kind of foreign to us because we don't talk that way anymore. You know, I can't remember the last time I used the word avail unless I was teaching this verse or another verse. We don't use that word. What does that word mean? Well, you find this word two other places in the New Testament. It is the Greek word ischus. Ischus, I-S-C-H-U-S. Now, you find it in Galatians chapter 6, where he says that in Christ Jesus, that it's not being, I'm not sure exactly how it's phrased, but it's being a new creature. That's what avails. But keep your finger in Galatians chapter 5 and turn with me to James chapter 5. I'm going to show you another instance of where this word ischus is used, and it'll give you a better understanding of the meaning of that word. James chapter 5. Now, remember, Galatians 5, 6 says, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith that works by love. Go to James chapter 5, and here's a more familiar passage to us that we've quoted and perhaps prayed and studied many, many times before. Galatians 5:16, notice what it says. I'm sorry, James 5:16. James 5:16. If you got it, say, I got it.
Got it.
Notice what it says. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It's the same word, ischus. Now, what does that mean? That means the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man makes much power available. That's how the Amplified translation translates that verse.
Amen.
So what does it mean to avail? It means to exercise force or to make power available. So he's saying the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man makes much power available, and that power is dynamic in its working. Now, what does power do? In the context of prayer, power changes things. How many of y'all believe prayer changes things?
Amen.
Now, in this context of this verse, James is talking about this word ischus. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man makes much power available. And then he gives us an example. He said, for Elijah was a man of like passions, just like us. And he prayed, and what happened? It didn't rain on the earth for 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, that's some strong stuff.
Amen.
I mean, pray and the heavens shut, not for a year, not for 90 days, not for a week. Could you imagine 3.5 years with no rain?
No.
And Elijah was bold when he declared it to Ahab. He said, it ain't going to rain till I say so. Ahab, he was in the presence of Ahab, the king. Ahab looked at him. Now, this is my paraphrase. Elijah, you done lost your mind. Get out of my face.
Amen.
Elijah left. And I'd imagine after about a month with no rain, Ahab started to get a little, wonder what's going on here. 3 months turned into 6 months, turned into a year. That year turned into 2 years. Now, you know what happens when it doesn't rain? Famine. People start starving. Elijah is off being fed by a widow woman. Are you with me? Ahab's in big trouble now, so you know what Ahab decided to do? Elijah, the prophet, is a dead man. It's because of him that we're going through this trouble. I mean, after all, Elijah did say, it ain't going to rain till I say so. And so he's looking for Elijah.
Yes.
3.5 years later, the Lord spoke to Elijah, said, go speak to Ahab. And so he found one of the sons of the prophets and said, you go tell Ahab I'm going to meet him tomorrow about noon. And this son of the prophet said, oh, please, don't do that to me, Elijah. Don't do that to me, brother, please. Ahab has been tearing up every village looking for you. If I go to him and tell him that you're going to meet him tomorrow at noon, he's going to kill me because he figures either one of two things. I've been hiding you out or I've been in league with you. Please don't do that to me. He's going to kill me. Elijah said, chill out, brother. It'll be all right. You tell him tomorrow. I'll meet him at such and such a time. Now, Elijah prayed and it didn't rain on the earth for 3.5 years. Iskus. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man makes much power available, dynamic in his working. Now, let's go back to Galatians chapter 5. And let's look at this verse in light of the understanding of that word, iskus. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Notice what it says. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. Now, what is he saying? He's saying in Jesus Christ, the fact that you were born and bred a Jew has no power in the kingdom of God. In Jesus Christ, the fact that you're a Gentile has no power in the kingdom of God. The only thing that has power to change things in the kingdom of God is faith.
Hallelujah.
That's the only thing that iskus availeth, makes power available, dynamic in its working.
Amen.
Now, if you keep that thought, that concept in mind, that faith is the only thing in the kingdom of God that makes power available, then it helps us to understand and helps us to have a right attitude about the things of God. There are many people who think